December 2nd, 2025, where all council was present, Teresa Hill, Jason Moran is absent. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can I get approval of the agenda and additional items added?
So there would be changes of deletion of, under new business, the county commissioner report. Dave will not be present. Resolution 2025-R043 deleted. Attorney's report and engineer's report would be deleted.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, number three, the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Number four, old business.
There is none.
There is none. Perfect. All right, number five, citizen time. Would anybody like to address the council?
Yeah, I do. But, Ron Van Hout, 116 Buchanan Street, Waterville, Minnesota. On the property tax increase on that, is that ready for me to discuss it or not? I see that, you guys asked for citizen time.
So that portion will be under new business item C, public comment on the 2026 budget.
Okay, so.
And then we'll have open discussion at that time.
Okay.
Would anybody else like to address the council? Anybody? Okay, I think we can move on. Number six, new business. A, good service policy, Jeremy Schwartz.
Sir. Yeah, good evening. Jeremy Schwartz here on behalf of the Waterville Fire Department and the Waterville Fire Relief Association to talk to you about adding to our policy manual. Basically, a lot of the things that are in the policy that I have there for you are kind of in there, but it ties in with our relief association as far as retirement goes. Some other departments are doing this stuff. Tim, I'm not sure if you guys have anything like this on yours or not, but some of the neighboring towns here have this as well. And what happens is we're in the state care plan for our retirement. So once a year, the fire chief of those departments are required to submit a report of the good service time for all the members on the roster. So obviously you get up to 12 months, but right now we don't really have anything in policy that we can use to scale that, I guess you would say, to determine who's on good service time and who's not, for people that may not be showing up for things. So basically what's in that policy covers four different areas of things that we track: call percentages, meetings, attendance, drill attendance, and truck check attendance. So that's the four things that we track basically, and that's what I included in here. So to kind of give you an example, I know they're all kind of spelled out in there, but the first one there is usually like the run percentages. So say, right now our policy states that you have to make 30% of your calls in a given time. Right now we do currently track those by the quarter, and we post that in the station so everybody can see. And we highlight, of course, the ones that are below, but nothing really happens about it. So what this will do is, if you don't make your good service time, is it can affect your retirement when you go towards your end goal, is, you know, when you try to draw your retirement. So using that as an example, the 30%, And we checked this by the quarters, and this goes by the quarter. So say your first quarter, you made 25% of your calls. So you didn't make your 30%, so now you're delinquent on that. So you have a chance, though, to make it up. So basically, if you get it, it's not just a one-and-done thing. So now we'll move into the second quarter, and say you make 35% of your calls. Well, now you met your 30%, and you have that 5% extra that you can relinquish back to that quarter book that you were delinquent on. So now you're solvent on both your quarters, so you're still in good service time standing. But say the second quarter, you only made 30%, so you just made the minimum. So now you don't have any extra percentages to go back to fill in that 25%. So now you're gonna be delinquent on that, and you're gonna lose, since we do it by the quarter, you're gonna lose 3 months good service time. So then at the end of the year, when the fire chief submits that report, that goes to the state, and the state will have those numbers and keeps tally on all of that. So throughout your career, you know, so say a person that doesn't have any tarnishes on their record for 20 years, you can go up there and the state will give you your full 20-year retirement. But now say this one person didn't make it and had that one quarter, so then they get up to the 20 years and they'll only have 19 years and 9 months. So basically you lose your 3 months. So basically it kind of keeps things a little more equal or fair, I guess you would say, and helps with the morale, because right now there's, you know, you'll have people that do over and above, but then you'll have some people that don't, are just barely squeaking by or not making it squeaking by. And right now as it sits, you can get to your end goal of the 20 years, both those people would get the full retirement, where this will be a little bit more of an incentive to that you're gonna wanna keep your calls up, you're gonna wanna attend the meetings, you wanna attend the trainings and get your outside training, truck checks and all this business to kind of make things a little more fair. So that's basically what this addition to the policy manual would be. And I did send this to the city attorney to have him look it over, and he said it was good enough to submit to you guys for approval on that. So that's where I'm at with that, I guess. So
I think that is,
if he has any other questions, I can certainly try to help answer them.
Okay. I was going to say, I think that is an excellent idea, because
you're
getting something, like you said, for your money. For the person who sees that retirement and says, oh, I just need to be a member, that doesn't
kind
seem,
helps differentiate,
doesn't seem
right
fair.
Right now, we got two sets of guys. You got the ones up here, and then you got the other ones, but then at the end of the day, they're all...
Now, you were saying for the first quarter, you're short, second quarter, you had extra. Now, is it a half a year deal, or do you average it out for the year? Or
it, would be it would be a yearly
a
thing.
A year, okay.
Yeah,
that was
a yearly
fine.
Thing.
Okay.
Yep. But that, since we do it by the quarters, you know,
sure.
you got another quarter to go back. So, you know, say, you miss that quarter, but then the second quarter, you were up, but then if you go the third quarter, maybe not make it again, so then you'd be back on the hook again, you know.
Yeah, so, but it's a yearly average.
But it's a yearly,
people have family things, and you know,
and
you know,
we realize family,
yeah.
Life happens.
Life happens,
and
yes.
You know, jobs and family keep people away at
it's
times.
It's a yearly.
But it's a yearly thing.
Yeah,
it's a yearly report
a
that
idea.
The fire chief that sends into the state
is
what this does, yes.
No, I think it's a good idea. No, I think it's a good
way
program.
To monitor things. I know we did something similar to this when we had our paid on-call program also.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if you guys had anything like that up there.
We don't now because we're full-time. But,
okay.
But when we had our paid on-call or part-time, we had
something similar to that.
Yep. So,
even at 25 or 30%, that could still be a lot of participation, though.
Can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's still... percent of the calls, but
30% seems to be kind of industry standard for.
And we keep it down there because you know, obviously, we all have jobs, so you can't. You try not to discipline or you'll get people that are away for their job. You know,
sure.
So obviously, you know, we could go higher if you. Some departments might do that where you have to submit your work times, your excuse from, you know, 8 to 4 or whatever it is, whatever your work job are, but then you're on call the rest of the time. And then they have a higher percentage, but we just keep it at 30%, which Like Tim said, that's more of an, kind of what everybody does, just to kind of flat across the board, that covers everything.
That's what I was going to say. If you do the higher percentages and then you have to stop, somebody's got to track who is on duty, who is...
It's a lot more tracking, yes.
It's a lot of messing around.
Yeah.
And I don't know as to how, in the end, it's going to make... We didn't experience it made that big of a difference.
No, I don't think it really
you
does.
Either have your performers and your non-performers, and
yeah, you're going to have your people that...
And you always have to balance. You want to have enough people on the fire department, so
yes,
not drive people away. So, yeah.
So, do we need a motion to adopt this policy?
Yeah, to have a motion to approve. Correct.
I will make the motion to adopt the good service policy.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Well presented. Thank you.
All right. Yep.
Thanks,
thank you,
Jeremy.
Thank you for your time.
Very nice.
All right, we'll move on down to C, 2026 budget public comment.
So I'd like to just start by a few recaps first, and then if you could open.
Sure.
So if you don't mind, I'll do a, okay. So I just have a couple notes here. I did have some individuals that called me and were showing about a 40-some percent increase in their taxes. So we kind of worked that back and found out that the individual that called me had gotten, had received an abatement due to the flooding. So what it did was it took the 2024 tax, and then 2025 they got an abatement, and it decreased their dollar amount. So now when you put the 2026 on with no abatement, it showed a huge increase. Mm. So if anybody received an abatement and saw that increase, that's one of the things that you should look at, is, you know, kind of take a look to see how much your taxes went down in 2025. There was, I think, overall about a 10% increase total line item. Total all entities for 2025, if I recall right. So we kind of factored back, and it came out to about a 6% overall with all entities when you factored in the 10% for the 2025 over the 24, and then the new percentages for the new one. Then the other thing that I always like to talk about is that your property taxes are based on your valuations. And on the top of your proposed property tax statements, if you look up there and if your valuation went up from 25 to 26, excuse me, then that's gonna affect your overall percentages that you're gonna pay on that share. The city had actually proposed a 15% levy increase. With the added valuations that came onto the tax rolls for the 2026 payable, it's more of a 12% increase versus the 15% because of the value added. The levy portions alone, in 2025, the levy was $1,242,949. 26 levy is $1,429,391, an increase of $186,442. Now, the levy goes for all departments except for water and sewer. So that includes your debt service, your administration, police, fire, all of those. The debt service alone on the fire hall for 2026 was $296,188. And debt service is up from 2025 to 2026 of $273,000. So we did have about 20-some thousand of debt that dropped off. We are using some designated funds, so we are using about $94,000 of police and $50,000 in parks. I guess, so the 2026 revenues were, hopefully I read it right, was $3,133,11, expenses $3,272,882. The difference $139,771, apply the reserves of that, and the budget is set at a surplus of $5,110 at this point. And that's just kind of my quick recap. If you have questions now, I just wanted to put a couple of those comments out there in case there were questions.
That's what I wanted to do, put some comments out there.
Yep.
Ron Van Howe, 116 Buchanan Street, Waterville, Minnesota. And seems like everything seems to be costing everything a lot more here in Waterville to live. And what you're doing is driving people out. And I guess if that's what you want to do, I might be the next one. But you guys got to start getting this under control. You can't just spend $5 million here and $1 million there and not be able to accommodate for it. You know, we're paying for this here stuff, and we don't make any more money than, we aren't making 12% a year more, I can tell you that. So we think you got to go back and refigure this here and get the tax down instead of keeping it up there at 12%. I would think cost of living was like 3%. Maybe that's what you ought to shoot for. Because we can't keep going up and up and up with taxes and not be able to recoup it and then expect us to live in this town. You know, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there, but they're tired of coming down here and say anything to you people and you do nothing about it. You seem to do what you want, and that's the way it is. And people are getting tired of it. If you don't believe me, go out and start talking to a few of them. With that, I'll leave it go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Would anybody else like to address the council?
Sue Mariska, 450 Cedar Circle. I just had a question, Teresa, when you were going over those numbers. So are you saying that, if I understood right, you were looking at about a 15% increase, right?
Correct.
But it's down to about 12 now?
So we did from gross levy to gross levy, from 1 year to the next is a 15% increase. But we also had added tax value. So with the added tax value, meaning, you know, additions to home, new home constructions, those kinds of things, they now pay a portion of that total tax, and it's coming out to about 12%.
So the proposed tax statement that we received showed the 15%.
Did yours show 15%?
Right?
It was showing 12%.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. Because
so
of the added tax.
That was
tax.
The new amount.
Yeah,
okay.
Because,
the,
yeah, it's a little confusing, so.
Okay.
From what we levied in 24 to 20, or from 25 taxes to 26 taxes, it is 15% higher of what the city is requesting for taxpayers to pay, right? But when you add additional value, that dollar amount spreads out. So your tax base has now grown, so that goes from 15 and it went down to 12% is what the actual reflection of for your taxes.
So the proposed is pretty right on then, is what you're saying?
The proposed, the 15% is what we're proposing, but what you're seeing the reflection of on your tax statement has the 12%.
Okay, so it probably won't go down any more than
it's already based on added value's already kicked in.
Okay.
It would only go down if the city council chooses to lower that.
And that's sometime here in December.
That's after this meeting right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I needed to clarify. Thanks.
Would anyone else like to address the council?
I just have a question too.
Could you give your
Joyce
name?
Joyce Oliver, 612 Chautauqua Blue Drive. I was just curious where your biggest increase is coming from. You know, what is there a certain department? Is there a certain, is it vehicles? Is it, you know,
debt service.
The debt service.
Yep, that's
okay.
Why I tried to capture that in the beginning with my amount. The council, Doug and dwindled all of the spending
sure.
throughout the budget so that basically the fire hall debt service payment is basically the increase.
And how many years is the fire hall? I know it's got, we have a bond, right? How
yeah.
many years is that?
I want to say 30.
30?
But I'll get back with you on that with the exact.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I know we talked about different scenarios, but it's just, I believe it's a 30-year.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else like to address the council? Any other comments on the 2026 budget?
I had another question.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be making money on like the kitchen here, and plus the solar system. Is that going back into the help reduce our costs yet?
It's going into this building.
Yeah, wherever it's supposed to be for the city, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that reducing any of our costs on that?
We haven't seen the rebate yet. And then the kitchen, they're still in the process of changing the rebate system over from Compassion Ministries to the city. So it hasn't
sure.
reflected
yeah.
yet. There was some hiccup in the changeover. So they're in the middle of straightening
that. So you don't know what you're going to get off that yet?
No. It all depends on what we generate as opposed to what they would.
If there's no other comments, we can close the public hearing, public comment section.
Do we get a motion for that? Okay.
Teresa, can we just move on to D then? On our
yes,
list?
You can. Yeah, so you may want to talk. There was a request for council to consider reducing the levy. And if you were going to be considering that, you would probably want to have that discussion before you adopt 41 and 42. Because they both go hand in hand.
I think the levy is accurate. Those numbers, does anybody have any comments or?
I don't, we did comb over the proposed budget for 26, and it looked to me like we had the extensive, I wouldn't say extensive, the extra expenses kind of weeded out of there. We're down to basically the extra payment for the fire hall, the debt service in the fire hall.
Then debt service on the fire hall, and we all know that we, when you build a new building, a new fire hall, you're building something that's going to last, you know, 30, 40 years or more, and you're building the fire station that you need in the future also, space-wise. So,
I know, me being on the fire station committee, I work long and hard with the fire chief and the other committee members to make sure that we were building what we needed for now and in the foreseeable future, but we're also building something that's going to last to get the most bang for the buck, so to say. And I know the debt service on that was basically our interest payment, correct, Teresa?
No, it was principal and interest.
Principal and interest for the next year. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the budget, the other departments did a fantastic job of, you know, holding their budgetary requests to a bare minimum, and a lot of them cut certain items just to wiggle things in. So
well,
there weren't really any more cuts we could make to lower that at all either, is there?
That would be a council.
Not without cutting services.
You'd have to go back on services.
Yeah, they can always cut it, but you're gonna lose things.
Okay.
All right. Do you see any way?
Did the state's portion raise too? Did the state get some property tax?
Not continue services as they are.
Reframe your question, repeat your question. So are you talking about the LGA?
No, like, the state gets a portion of the property tax too, don't they?
No.
Minnesota State, no?
No, you have the city, the county, and the school district.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's on the property tax levy, yeah.
Okay. But the stuff that's pushing back to the counties is causing the counties to change theirs, right?
Yeah, so there's always like a trickle-down effect. So for instance, our LGA from one year, last year to this year, only went up like a dollar.
Yeah.
So we didn't get any additional funding from the state. So, you know, that was status quo. So anytime the state makes a change and said, okay, we need more money, we're gonna take it from LGA, or we're gonna take it from public safety, then that impacts us.
Okay.
Or if they take it from the county and the county is helping provide a service to the cities, then that affects it also, yeah.
Okay.
And I'd say the biggest raise recently has been on the county level. That's what's hurt us the last 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, we can move on to D, the resolution 2025R-041, approving the 2026 budget.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2025R-041, approving 2026 budget as written.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve the levy as it is, unless, you know, we've had discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so approve the levy. So resolution 2025R-042, approving the 2026 levy.
I'll second, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to F, fire hall change orders.
Do we need to do these, can we do these in one, Teresa, or do we need to do them separately?
If you're gonna approve them all, I would be fine with you doing them all. You can do, you're doing a motion to approve all the fire hall changes, items 1 through 7.
So that begs the question, anybody have a problem with any of those?
That's what I was gonna ask, but yes. No, I don't have any. I looked them over, they seem to be in order.
I also looked them over and nothing seemed out of line.
No, I think they're just general things that happen when you're building.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve the change orders in its entirety, 1 through 7 on here?
So moved.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, G, park board appointments.
So you currently have one position that's available on the park board with the resignation of Margie Jacobson. You have two applications in front of you. The council can choose to appoint off of those, can choose to do interviews with the applicants and then appoint. That would be consideration for you.
And I will be excusing myself from this.
Yeah.
Are we naming any of the applicants in this?
You can, yeah.
Okay. And we just have the two?
Correct.
So we have Tina Potter, who has applied to the park board, and we have Elizabeth Beebe.
Bybee.
Bybee. Lizzie does a lot for with the chamber and with Pullhead Days, and she's run a lot of things for that. She's definitely a very willing person to participate in that. And so is Tina Potter.
Say we have two good candidates. So.
If you wish to consider two, you would need to go back and change the makeup of your park board, and then you could appoint both.
How many do we have currently?
So currently,
or how many are we approved?
So you're looking to fill the adult vacancy right now, or the regular board. We do have a high schooler. Last year, we had, it's kind of hit and miss on the high schooler. Yeah. So if you wanted to change a high schooler to another just board member, then you could appoint both if you so choose. But we would have to go back next month to change that and then do the appointments.
It would make it easier to get members then, because the high school is hit or miss to try to find one anyway, and that would be a yearly appointment then, the high school one?
The high school was a yearly appointment, correct. And it was specific to a junior.
I would really like that. I'd like to see both Elizabeth and Tina on.
Yeah, I think we've got two really good candidates here. I don't see a reason we couldn't put both on the commission and just change the makeup of the commission.
So what you'd want to do then is do a motion to
table,
have me draft a new
park board
advisory
committee.
I'm trying to think of the words. So
yeah.
Rework the park board's makeup
requirements.
Yeah, and then I would bring that back to the next meeting, and then you would table the appointment of the.
So would we do the motion to change it first?
Or so you want to table
it first.
You want to table that till the next meeting, and then you would do a motion to have me revise the policy.
I'll make a motion to table this pending rewriting the park board policy for next month. We'll make a decision after that's come next month.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And then I'll make a motion that we have Teresa rework the requirements for the Park Board Advisory Committee.
Now, do I vote on that part of it, Teresa, or do I abstain from that?
Nope. Okay.
That one you can.
You got there.
I'd second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
That's the right way to do things.
I think that's the best way when you have two really good people who want to commit. Yeah. Thank you for applying, both of them, really.
It is nice when you have more than one person applying for something. So.
It is.
All right, moving on to H, the website retention change.
So with the switchover of the new webpage, I am requesting that the City Council consider a one-year web page retentions, records retention, except for what would be required by law. So the web page is just a copy. It's not your physical retention schedule. So if anybody wanted to see minutes from 2 years ago, we have minute books that they could come in and look at. It just wouldn't be available online. So I would just like to see that go to 1 year.
Okay, so 1 year, and then anything that we have to or required by law to keep on longer than that, we will.
Okay. So I would need a motion to approve the 1 year retention.
I'll make a motion that we approve the 1 year retention proposal unless otherwise dictated by law.
I'd second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I, Proposed open burning permit form.
So Melinda redrafted the open burning permit and took out the areas that needed to be updated. There was information in there that talked to antiquated statutes. She did draft this and then send that to Jason for a review, and Jason has approved the form. So we're looking for council to approve it.
Motion to approve the proposed open burning permit form update.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for doing that, Melinda.
Okay, moving on to J, the Phoenix Pro Records Management System cost.
So you have a note here from Sheriff Mason. They have made a decision on what they're going to do for the police department records management system. Previously we've referred it to LETG. In our budgets, we had placed about $6,000 in there yearly for that, the older system. With the new upgrade, it's going to be an annual cost of $14,241.42. So we'll have to do some adjustments down the road. So what this is all their ICRs, all their data, all their reporting, state reporting, everything goes into this records management system. I know the county did put a chunk of money into the purchase of it. Included in your information shows how they split that apart. Basically, they did it by the number of users in the departments from what I gather from the information. So this is just basically public information for you guys to be aware of, that would be.
So that was why there was a difference of cost, because the amount of officers that each force has on,
yes,
and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's the way I saw it. I was basically going off of the number of,
yeah,
of officers.
And do we need a motion on this then or not? Or is it just information?
He's not asked for us to sign an agreement. If he puts forth a formal agreement, then you'll need to do a motion on it. Right now, I was just bringing it forward for your information.
Okay. My question would be, the only question I would have on this, the county is paying the bill on this, essentially, and then billing us.
Correct.
Didn't they get a grant, though, for that? Wasn't there grant money somewhere talked about before for to cover
for
some
of
that?
There was.
But,
excuse me.
Go ahead.
So my understanding, it was they were using their public safety money that they got from the state. They
okay.
had put that aside.
Yeah.
And they applied that to it.
Okay, and then they're still gonna, we still have to pay.
And then they're splitting up the balance.
Oh, okay.
I guess my question on this would be, if the county is going to be levying for the entire bill and then passing it down to us, and we have to re-levy for our portion of it.
So typically the way it would work in this situation is that the revenue that we're providing offsets that levy. So if, for instance, if we had $50,000 in costs and we were gonna bill back $40,000 to individuals, that revenue comes in to help offset that, so the levy would only increase by that $10,000 of additional expense.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does. Just wanna make sure we weren't in double billing, I guess, for lack of a better term, whatever you want to call it.
So we're looking at our expenses being $14,000 and some versus $6,000 and some.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So what do we do to cover up that cost? We're going to pinch some pennies some more?
You move some money around, pinch pennies more, correct.
Okay.
I don't see as how there's a way for us to really avoid the cost difference in the two of them, because that's their major
system.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the major reporting system that the entire county uses.
It's what they've chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we have money set aside for that LETG stuff that was coming? Or was that not?
So that was part of the public safety reserve that we are...
We used already?
In this, no, that we're reserving for using in 2026.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody have anything else on that, or can we move on?
Move on. Do we need approval for the letter, Teresa?
I already asked it.
Okay.
It's info.
In one ear, not the other.
We're also doing business, I guess.
Yep.
Until he gives us a bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if he has an agreement that we need to sign.
Wonder if it'll be more for 27, or if that will be...
I think it was balanced out the way it was written. It was pretty much the same, wasn't it? Every year, for like 5 years or something, was it?
Was that, or was it, that was the body cameras that was the same?
Oh.
The total cost for the 5 years goes up 125 to 145. So I just see the calculation based off of... Not based off of the other years, it was just kind of a one-year calculation of percentages.
Okay.
Well, that's the new cost.
So yeah, it will, I'm sure that it will go up.
Okay.
Because it goes from 125 to 129. Well, 125,000, 129,000, 133,000, 137,000, 141,000, and 145,000. So over the 6 years. And then each year after that, 5% increase over the prior year.
And the sad part is there's nothing we can do about that because that's coming from way higher up than us.
Yep.
Okay, I'll move on here if nobody has any objection.
No.
All right, K. AFSCME, Council 65 withdrawal.
So this is just an information purpose for the City Council that the collective bargaining unit here in Waterville for ASME 65 is being dissolved. So as of January, they will not have a formal union here for ASME. They're just information only.
Okay. Again, if there's no objection, I'll move on to L. Sale of real estate.
So do you want to start with the easy one first?
Sure.
Start with the fire home.
Yeah.
So we did receive requests for proposals for the fire hall. We received one request. And the asking price on that, I have a recap sheet in front of you.
$311,000.
Okay, it was $311,000. The offer was for $325,000 with a 10% down payment. And then what you have in front of you is a copy of the individual or the company's proposal, what they plan to do for your review.
Sounds pretty fair to me, and this company is already here, so I mean...
It would be a business expansion.
Yeah.
Well, living next door to the fire hall, I'm not thrilled about it, but I will go with the group and see how it plays out.
Have they... Yeah, I heard Scott's comment about potential smells. I don't think the noise is going to be a huge factor, but I don't spend a lot of time down next to the main LCS building.
Sure. Doing
the pressing.
But it's a block away. We already have them doing things a block away. So
right, but there's no residential
They live right above it.
Right next door, do they?
Oh, yeah.
There's apartment complex.
Apartments all over.
Right next to it, the current existing location, yeah.
I don't think we receive a lot of complaints, do we?
I've not received any.
No? I think this is a...
I don't know if they could do some sort of a ventilation system.
Well, just like you said, we'll see how it goes and then go from there.
Thank you.
Well, no, like I said, I'm gonna go with the group.
Well, I understand Scott Lesnick, I understand that totally, but we can't turn a price like that down. They're giving us more than we're asking for.
Yeah, they're creating more jobs.
Yeah, I think it's a good offer, and I think it's a good support of the community by an existing business, so I have no problem with that. I think they would be supportive of...
Well, we'll see, like I said, I'm gonna go with the group and...
So, is that doable? Closing and everything?
I've already talked to them about the closing, so they know that they would not be able to occupy the building until April after the fire department is moved. That will work with them. They would need to upgrade do some electrical upgrades in the building and stuff. And I believe you said in fall would be the startup in that particular building.
Okay, so that timeline is fine with them?
Correct, it fit well within their timeline, yeah.
Will they be trying to do the electrical upgrades before fire department's out of there?
Nope.
No, they can't.
No. They were aware that timeline had shifted. It just says that we had planned to close in March, but...
Well, I'll make a motion that we do sell the fire hall to Lake Country Sales.
Okay, so I had discussed with Jason prior, so sorry, don't mean to do the motion. And what he did is he drafted a resolution in your packet. And it's just the authority to enter into the purchase agreement for the sale of real estate.
There is no resolution number on that.
No, there isn't, because I didn't know what you were doing with that yet.
Okay.
So the resolution for the sale of the fire hall would be 2025R-043.
43, yeah.
And you're selling the fire hall, 110, doing the purchase agreement for fire hall 110 North First Street, parcel 24999-0010, with the purchase price of $325,000 and the appraised value of $311,000. And then this gives you...
Does everybody have their resolution? Just...
Yep. Yeah, no, I read it through it, yeah.
Okay, so that's earlier.
So this gives us the authority to enter into that. So your motion would be to approve that resolution number, approving the sale, then of entering into the purchase agreement. Sorry.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2025R-043.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Now on to the next one. The police station had an asking price of $171,000. The top offer amount was $180,000. Next one was $172,000. Next was $135,000 and $130,000. Each one of them are businesses. And we have their proposals in for them.
I'm really glad that there was such interest, and two of the offers came in over what we were asking, so that's nice. Anybody have any issues with the plumbing, HVAC and plumbing business?
No.
I don't.
I see more jobs.
So this will be 2024R-044 then?
Correct.
Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2025R-044, and that would be the sum price of $180,000. The address is listed again on your agreement, so if you have that.
I will second that motion.
Sorry, Scott.
Oh, no problem.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So then when do these go on the, back on the tax rolls then? Not 2027 then, or 2026?
They will, that's a good question.
I would assume that's the closing date.
I want to say assuming as soon as you close, so the second half would be.
Yeah, you'd get half of it.
Yeah, so may I just enter in for record that this was for the purchase of 114 Hoosac Street West, ID number 24990520, to Next Gen Home Services, with the purchase price of $180,000 and appraised value of $171,000, just for the record.
Yep.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Teresa, for all your work in this process.
Definitely.
I would really like, you know, there's three other companies that submitted proposals, and I would really like to see them work with the EDA to see if we can't come up with the buildings or solutions, because there's
for
some
them.
Really, really inventive ideas, and we would love to see them here.
I was just going to say, I wish we had four buildings to sell.
Right.
And it does show there's a lot of interest in people coming to Waterville.
Yes,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, give them credit for trying then.
Yeah, I would like
businesses.
To see what we could do to, you know, try to work with them to still get them up and running and maybe in a different building.
I think that would make sense, yeah.
So we may have some discussions with the EDA on that one.
Have we had interest in the old City Hall building yet?
There has been interest. I have to dig up the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of a challenge to figure out where they're at right at this moment. So once we find those plans, they've toured it a couple times, a couple people have. But a lot of it on the one company will hinge on if they could do alterations like they wish to. So we'll just, once I can get my hands on them, hopefully, you know, they can review those plans. So they should have had something on file when they did the library and the senior center. And then that would tell us a little bit more of what that construction was and what that makeup was.
Who was the engineering firm at that point?
I thought it was Harold. Is it Harold Price? He used to live in town. He did the, I believe he did the fire hall addition too.
They would check well. Any way to check back on that, if they would have a record of it.
Yeah, it's just, we had a whole box of maps and, you know, all kinds of architectural drawings and stuff, and it's just, with everything being moved from one room to the next room to the next room, things kind of got moved around. So eventually, I'm sure Tina will come across it in her records retention. So, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing, slacking?
You can get away with saying that.
No, I'll catch y'all later.
With the space on our new plans for record keeping and access to them is going to be the improvement is unbelievable.
Yeah, just take a little patience here to get everything done.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody have anything else on there?
Real estate? No.
All right, we'll move on to reports, and Jason Moran is gone. Jason Femright is absent or doesn't have anything, and we're right back to Teresa.
Yes, yeah, I seem to be doing all the talking. Sorry about that. Just recently we had an issue with our payment box. So we will be looking at trying to do some security issues. We know we need to do cameras eventually here. So we're going to need some cameras out there. But we'll also be looking at seeing if there's a way that we can just do a drop box that comes directly into the office. We actually had a break-in of it. So it's, yeah, you want to be able to safeguard people's identity, you know, checking accounts and all of that. And somebody broke the front portions off and were able to get a hand in. So it's, the whole unit is being removed tomorrow. But we need to look at better security and a better box or something. And I don't know, we did get the blueprints for this building, so we should be able to look to see kind of like Melinda's office, if there's some way that we can do a slot similar to the one we had in City Hall that just would go directly in. We thought we were doing a good thing by having it further out where people could just drive up and put their payments in, be a little more convenient. But obviously it's not the best for security. And now they know how to get into it, it's just when they would get into it again.
So our best efforts for making it convenient and everything are spoiled. Yeah,
kind of backfired.
So it's all saving people the postage of mailing and everything else.
It's unfortunate with everything is that one reason costs go up is because of the people that can't play by the rules.
And it's just got so much, I mean, you have checks in there. I mean, that's not a good thing for somebody to be able to get a hold of.
No.
So they take everything out of there then?
I'm not exactly sure. Oh. There was, I believe there was some envelopes that were opened. My thought is they were looking for cash. Mm-hmm. So, and the Dropbox usually doesn't contain cash.
Yeah.
Usually if somebody has a cash, they bring it directly in.
Right.
Yeah.
The Dropbox was damaged in the process too?
Yeah, I think Melinda manhandled it back together.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
But we were taking it out of commission yesterday and it didn't get taken out yet, so the whole box, the top box will be removed, so we won't have that risk.
Okay.
So, no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just a heads up on that. Police department is starting their process of moving stuff over probably next week. So they'll start moving things that they don't use on a day-to-day basis over. Other than that, just settling in and business as usual.
It was nice to see Santa's workshop. They have quite the adventure going in the front.
Yes.
Yep, common space.
Saw that. And Teresa, thank you for all the work that you guys and the crew have done here. I know this is a very rough thing to move from one spot to another in the middle of the year. Yeah.
It works. A little stressful at times, but it works.
Just send her on our nice vacation.
Then what you'd have to do when you got back.
So that was all that I had to report. So.
Thank you, Teresa. Council discussion.
Thank you to the local businesses that were interested in and provided proposals on the sale of the city buildings so far and for any potentials in the future. I definitely welcome that for multiple reasons. supporting local businesses, putting the buildings back on the tax rolls, and moving the city hall under one roof, including the police department.
We've had a busy week down here in this building with Santa's workshop. Everything that's gone on with Meals on Wheels and everything that's gone on with the food drive, the pantry, where we give out food. And for anybody that hadn't been here and seen all these things going on, it's crazy how busy this place is. Yeah. And how many people are in here doing things and meeting and everything.
People will be more aware of that now that we're centered here, is all the stuff that's going on.
Right.
I know when I drive by, I see all these cars in the parking lot, and I'm going, what are all these people doing? Then I realize, oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I checked my phone to see if I missed a meeting.
Me too.
You're not getting off that easy.
I have one question. I was wondering if we could kind of remove the drop-off tables that are out front, that so we don't keep collecting things.
It seems like it served its purpose at some point, and now it's pretty much over. And then some tables were out there that people were picking up, and maybe I've called one or two times, says, oh, I'm coming next week, and I'm coming. And then I think we're nearing that time where
time to throw them in the dumpster.
Once we can't shovel and clean the surfaces out there, it's...
That's what I was going to say. We're getting to wintertime, so let's get them out of there if they're not serving a purpose.
They'll have to save up, and if we want to do some type of event out here, that would be a good... Maybe with our weekend garage sale thing, or just something that would be once or twice a year, maybe they can, if anybody proposes that. But... Yeah, it might be time for the free tables, the giveaway tables, and those things to...
Because it's kind of getting too cold to set surplus food out there. You know, if we have leftovers from the food drive, sometimes they put it out there for the people to take, but now it's getting too cold, you don't want stuff to freeze.
Right.
So it's, and then they're just kind of a catch-all now. If people want to come and drop something off that they don't want anymore, then they're dropping it off.
Then we have to throw it away.
Yeah. Maybe that program's board and things could just pick another day that, okay, this is what we did on Sunday for our food drive, and if you want to contact us on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it is, and from 3 until 5, you can pick up whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever would be left over. I mean, and that's one thing, too, because you get... If you get 100 pounds of potatoes and you divide it up...
And we don't use them all.
And then you still have a portion left anyway. That would be good to help those things move, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I have another question. What the old doctor office down there, do you know what they're doing there?
I do not.
Okay. Somebody asked me and I said, I don't know.
I stopped in and talked to him. And he's putting an apartment in the back eventually, and then some sort of a retail space in the front. He's unsure of what he will put there, but that's why he bought it and is renovating it. He's putting, like I said, putting a small apartment in the back and a retail space in the front. And I'm not sure what retail he's thinking. I don't know if he was thinking a cannabis shop, which is kind of the vibe I got from him. But I'm not, yeah, that's the vibe I got from him, though.
But of course, he's got to go through us for approval.
Well, all of the above.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a gentleman from Waseca.
Well, it's nice to see the buildings getting fixed
up.
Yep.
It's getting fixed, yep, yep.
Flood damage to it and everything else.
So he would have bought that from Mayo then.
He got that from Mayo, yeah, that's okay. What he told me.
All right. Does anybody have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.